Religious belief is getting weaker in North America, Europe, and parts of Asia. But people everywhere else are as devout as ever. And Islam is gaining strength. Muslims are now the fastest growing religious group in the world. Those are some of the findings from a new report from the Pew Research Center. Here's NPR's Tom Jelton.
Those who see Islam as an adversary should consider these projections. By the middle of this century, there'll be about 2.8 billion Muslims in the world, up from 1.6 billion today. That's the estimate from the Pew Research Center. About 20 years after that, Muslims will outnumber Christians worldwide. Largely, this is because of demographic factors.
Muslim populations are concentrated in some of the fastest growing parts of the world, specifically sub-Saharan Africa, the Middle East, North Africa, and parts of Asia, specifically South Asia.
Alan Cooperman is Pew's Director of Religion Research.
Consequently, Muslims who make up big parts of the population in those areas are growing as a share of the world's population. It's not primarily driven by people switching from something else to Islam.
Not about people converting to Islam. In the most developed parts of the world, where more people are losing their religious affiliation, birth rates are lower. In the less developed parts of the world, where almost everyone still identifies with a faith tradition, birth rates are higher and populations are growing. Islam in particular benefits. Another development highlighted in the Pew report is migration, people on the move. Many Muslims are heading to North America and Europe. The result, Alan Cooperman says, is that the Christian share of the population in those countries is steadily shrinking.
For example, in the United Kingdom, nearly three-quarters of people in the UK are Christian. By 2050, we estimate that it'll be down to just under half, about 45%. Similarly, in France, about 63% of France's population is Christian today. By 2050, we estimate that it'll be 44%.
Muslims by then could make up about 10% of the population in Europe. In the U.S., they will outnumber Jews and be the largest non-Christian group. The prospect of Muslims becoming the largest religious group in the world may alarm those who see a developing clash between Islam and the West. But Professor Amini Jamal of Princeton University, herself a Muslim, says if more Westerners now encounter Islam, conflict may actually be less likely.
To a large extent, this idea of a civilizational divide is really an opinion harbored by those who really know very little about Islam and have had very little contact with Muslims or with the religion of Islam.
With Islam as the fastest growing religion in the world, Muslims and non-Muslims will be more exposed to each other.
And where we've seen contact and socializing and getting to know one another, things are a lot better.
But integration is critical, Jamal says, especially in Europe. If the fast-growing Muslim minority there becomes a social and economic underclass, the conditions may be ripe for unrest and radicalization. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.